USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States is in for a tough summer when it comes to gas prices.
Driving season just started, and we know that there will be continued upward pull on demand.
That's according to Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm. Those comments courtesy of CNN's State of the Union. Granholm also famously said on CNBC that she cannot wave a magic wand to lower gas prices. This as a AAA station survey reports Sunday the nationwide average for a gallon of regular gas is $4.98 a gallon. The nation is observing the first federal holiday that commemorates the end of slavery in the United States. Juneteenth is in recognition of June 19, 1865, when African American slaves in Texas formally received word that they were freed. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you.
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
The head of NATO says a Ukraine-Russia conflict may drag on for years. Jens Stoltenberg saying Ukraine's allies need to keep up the pressure for the long haul. He says the West should be intent on resupplying the Ukrainian troops with sophisticated weapons in hopes they will be able to use them to regain lost ground in the southeastern Donbass region. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson echoing Stoltenberg's view in a Sunday Times piece, saying it's necessary for Ukraine's allies to commit long-term to providing Ukraine with weapons, equipment, ammunition, and training more rapidly than the invader. Parts of Yellowstone will reopen next week after flooding destroyed roads and houses in the national park. Officials said starting Wednesday, the park's southern loop will have limited service. Park authorities say the northern loop of the park, where most of the flooding occurred, will stay closed for a substantial length of time. USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
The fires continue to rage on near Tucson, Arizona. From the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, Ellie Andrews has the details.
As firefighters are battling two wildfires that are threatening communities in Arizona, four non-scientific buildings at Kitt Peak National Observatory southwest of Tucson were lost in the wildfire. The lead of the Department of Astronomy at the University of Arizona said the fire didn't appear to damage the telescope and science buildings at the observatory, though a closer examination of the site hasn't yet been made due to safety concerns. The fire was originally caused by lightning.
Jurassic World Dominion remains a top movie in the United States and Canada. The latest installment in Universal's dinosaur franchise earned nearly $59 million in its second week of release in North America. Coming in second is Lightyear, which grossed $51 million. Pixar was hoping for a bigger opening from the Toy Story spinoff that had a $200 million production budget. The Powerball jackpot keeps getting bigger. Lottery officials saying no one correctly picked all six numbers in Saturday night's drawing. That means Monday's jackpot in the multi-state lottery is going to be worth $296 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.